Okay, so we've looked at a number of options for a particular student, in this case Shane, and thought about what are some of the potential strengths and weaknesses of the different technologies. And again, our question is always which of these technologies, either alone or in combination, can best help the student work towards their academic goals. With some of these technologies, particularly maybe the use of a Bookshare on the computer, Shane is going to require some training in order to make optimal use of the technology. So helping him figure out what's the best rate at which the text should be read aloud, and what are some of the different capabilities of the software with respect to an online dictionary and having words that he doesn't understand defined. You know, what are the different options there and how can he use them? But I think what's really exciting about, you know, the application of technologies like this for students like Shane are, you know, number one, the increase we see in independence. So at one point he was dependent upon other people reading texts aloud, and now through that experience he's learned that there's particular speeds that work best for him, and also he's become practically completely independent in reading and studying texts. I think the other thing that's really exciting, and we'd certainly want to keep you know, at least informal data on, is his enjoyment of reading. So for a kid that initially really struggled with reading texts, and probably it was in very rarely something that he would independently choose to do, he's now a kid that's excited about reading, and that can only take us in a positive direction. The more practice he gets, the more we would expect that he would become more fluent in reading, either with or without synthesized speech support. So again, not only are we seeing academic progress, but we're seeing a student enjoy the activity itself more.